what detente has meant for the people in South Vietnam. Where did that exercise go wrong? They were gullible enough to put their trust in the promises of those with whom they were negotiating. And what is their redress now? What can the greatest military power on this earth do to recover the situation which has developed because they dropped their guard without covering themselves against the possibility, indeed probability in this world of double standards, that the other side would not honor their part of the agreement? What use is it in this present world of complaining that the other party did not abide by the rules of the game? You will be told that if you were gullible enough to let the other party take you for a ride, that's your hard luck. Let us be honest with ourselves. In this world we live in today, there are no rules to the game. As we know from recent history in other parts of the world, sometimes even your own best friends walk out on you. In this part of the world, the communists are doing their utmost, not only so to bewilder Rhodesians that they will turn against one another, but also to drive a wedge between Rhodesia and South Africa. In this campaign, they are aided and abetted by the press. Day after day, I am completely amazed at the distortion and slanting which is printed in so many newspapers, speculation which has no bearing on the truth and which is deliberately exaggerated to create alarm in people's minds. Recently, they have led people to believe that Rhodesia is the major obstacle to détente, and that as a result of this, the South African public have become disenchanted with Rhodesia and the South African government is about to ditch us. They go so far as to claim that they know what is going on in the mind of the South African Prime Minister, that he and his government are pressurizing us, and that as a result an about-face in our policy is imminent. However, when one reads the speeches which have been made by the South African Prime Minister in Parliament during recent months, these completely debunk the stories published in the news media. When the press accuses Rhodesia of being the main obstacle to détente, you will note that they deal in vague generalities because it is impossible for them to pinpoint any area in the détente exercise where the interests of our two countries do not coincide.